This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States is not trying to topple Russia's leader, a day after U.S. President Joe Biden said he needs to go. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Biden seemed to go off script in a speech in Poland Saturday, saying this about Vladimir Putin.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
The White House quickly walked back the comments. Then Secretary of State Blinken was asked about it at a Sunday news conference.
The President, the White House made the point last night that, quite simply, President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war or engage in aggression against Ukraine or anyone else. As you know, and as you've heard us say repeatedly, we do not have a strategy of regime change in Russia.
He says that's up to the Russian people. I'm Julie Walker.
In an interview, French President Emmanuel Macron says it's important not to heighten tensions with comments like those made by President Biden about President Putin in order to achieve peace in Ukraine.
I think we should be factual and, first of all, do everything so that the situation doesn't get out of control. I wouldn't use those terms because I continue to speak to President Putin. Because what do we want to do collectively? We want to stop the war that Russia has launched in Ukraine without waging war and without escalation.
Meanwhile, Turkey supports the unity and sovereignty of Ukraine. The Turkish presidency spokesperson told Al Jazeera TV Sunday. He told the Qatari TV channel that war in Ukraine was not justified, but channels of communication with Russia must be kept open, adding, quote, Turkey is trying to end the war in Ukraine through dialogue with Moscow and Kyiv, end quote. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president has accused Western governments of lacking courage as he pleaded for fighter jets and tanks to help in the fight against the Russian invasion. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky lashed out at the West for taking part in what he called a ping pong about who should and how to hand over jets and other defensive weapons to us. Saying he spoke to fighters in Mariupol, he sniped that he wished Western leaders had 1% of their courage as they are an arm about how to hand over the jets and tanks to Ukraine. While Ukraine's fighters were bolstered by weapons from the US and other Western allies, the donation has so far not included fighter jets. The plan to transfer Polish planes to Ukraine via the US was scrapped after NATO worried about getting drawn into the conflict with Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Myanmar's leader has vowed to intensify action against homegrown militia groups fighting the military-run government, saying the armed forces would annihilate them. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing spoke Sunday at a military parade marking Armed Forces Day. The military seized power last year from the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. China's financial hub of Shanghai said Sunday it would lock down the city in two stages to carry out COVID-19 testing over a nine-day period after it reported a new daily record for asymptomatic infections. Authorities said they would divide Shanghai into two for the exercise. One area will be locked down and tested between March 28th and April 1st. The remaining areas will be locked down and tested between April 1st and April 5th. The investigation into the cause of death for Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins has uncovered drugs in his system. AP music correspondent Margie Zaraleta reports.
The Foo Fighters were on tour in Bogota, Colombia, when Hawkins was found unresponsive in a hotel room. Colombia's prosecutor's office says toxicology tests indicate 10 psychoactive substances and medicines in Hawkins' urine, including marijuana, opioids, and antidepressants. A cause of death has not been named. Meanwhile, Hawkins' fellow musicians are mourning his death. Brian May of Queens says Hawkins was like family. Mark Ronson says Hawkins was an infectiously hilarious, kind spirit. Travis Barker of Blink 182 recalls smoking with Hawkins in airplane bathrooms. I'm Margie Zaraleta.
And back to our top story. The U.S. envoy to NATO said Sunday that the United States does not have a policy of regime change in Russia in the latest effort to clarify U.S. President Joe Biden's statements that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is not trying to topple Putin. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.